thank you guys for coming, and I know I've enjoyed this conference. I hope you guys are really enjoying it. Would you help me get the meeting underway with the Serenity Prayer, please? God, grant me serenity to accept things I cannot change, courage to change things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen. Due to the time factor, I'm just going to go ahead and introduce the main speaker this afternoon, and it gives me great pleasure to present Cindy M. from Logan. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. I'm real nervous. Just give me a second. I've always been the type of Valentine who would sit back and listen, so tonight, this evening, I hope to return some of the things you've given to me. I'll start right into my story. The alcoholic in my life is my father, who I love very much. It took me 19 years to realize how much I did love, that I did love him. I used to think I hated him and wished he was dead. I remember when we lived in Chicago, I was, say, 3 or 4. And I remember Daddy's drinking, and he was, I thought it was funny. I didn't realize how serious or what alcoholism was. I thought it was fun and games. He would get drunk and I would dance for him. Me and my sister, my brother. As I got older, I started seeing things that I'd never seen before. The way he treated my mom. He abused her physically. And as I got older, I grew to fear this man very much. He never did really whip me or any of my other brothers and sisters. It was always my mom. We needed to walk the chalk line because he was, he knew how he did her. Okay, we moved back to West Virginia, and Mommy and Daddy left us there with our grandmother, and they went back to Chicago because he couldn't find work in West Virginia. And they would be gone for a long time. I miss them and worry about them. Finally, they come back to stay. I'm not doing very good at this. Like I said, I love my dad very much, and I was always tried to be a people pleaser. When I got big enough to work in the garden or outside just doing anything, I would try to please that man because I wanted his approval so much. Sometimes I got it, sometimes I didn't. He wasn't happy with himself, so it was hard for him to, I guess, be nice to anybody else. I always got very emotional or I would always get real upset and cry when he would start hitting my mom, but I never could seem to jump in and come to a rescue, and I thought I should be able to do that. I had a sister who did. One time, she hit him, and he hit her back. That's when I really thought I hated this man, and I wanted him out of my life. I couldn't understand why my mom would live with such a person who abused her and was mean to her kids. And I always thought she had it all together. Didn't think she needed this. She could handle it without him. But we all could. But she didn't have it together no better than I did. She was just trying to survive. I used to beg her and beg and plead for her to divorce him if she'd ever would. So I decided I was going to get out of the situation one way or another. And I thought my only alternative was suicide. This is after I'd found the program, though. I went in the program, and from the very first meeting, I felt love like I'd never felt before. Met a wonderful lady named Virginia. She's been my strength and hope. I always felt better when I come away from a meeting. And I'd go back home, and I thought I couldn't change until he changed. So I try to go to my meetings regular, and finally I quit. I didn't have no self-confidence in myself at all. Self-respect. I graduated from high school, and I had planned for 6 months. I said, when I turn 18 and I graduate, I will be out of this situation. So I decided to go to school. That was a joke. I went 3 days and quit. That wasn't what I wanted, but I was just doing anything. To get away from home. Once I quit, I went into a deep depression. Thought the only way out was suicide, so that's what I attempted. My mom found me in the bed, in my bedroom with the door shut. I had a headache like I never had before. I thought I was ready to go. Happened anytime. But she took me to the hospital without knowing what I did or what was the matter. I threw up the pills that I had took. Did I explain what I did? And I come to Huntington, went to Huntington St. Mary's, and was put on a psychiatric floor for a month. A week. And there I learned that I could make it on my own and that I could be happy. And that I've deserved to live, I guess you would say. While I was in St. Mary's, I met another beautiful lady named Alice. She come there and held an Al-Anon meeting. And I thought with the help of my Al-Anon friends, the help that I'd got while I was in the hospital, I could finally make it on my own. I didn't have to be in that situation. But I didn't have to hate my dad. I didn't have to resent my mother for staying with him when I thought she should leave him. So I moved out in the big city of Huntington on my own. It is a big city compared to Chapmansville. Lived up a holler. I found a lady who needed a live-in babysitter. She took me in. And I was finally doing things my way. I didn't have a boss no longer. Parents to tell me what to do. I have slips all the time. I miss my meetings, but I keep hanging in there, and one day at a time, I'll make it. I know that now. Me alone, I can make it. I'm really honored to be down here speaking for you this evening. When Virginia asked me, I thought no and yes come out of my mouth. So here I am. Thank you all so much.
I would like to thank you very, very much. I can relate to what she said when she said no and yes came out of her mouth, because that's happened to me many, many times. And I think that's the way my higher power works through us. He knows what's best for us, I guess. I would like to have Donna read the closing, please. I'm sorry. Here's the token of
appreciation. Hi, my name is Donna. I have a couple announcements. The Alateen Sponsors Rap Session is in the back of Kanawha in room 11 at 6:30 p.m. tonight. And after this meeting, cups will be for sale in the registration office. These are misprinted glasses of West Virginia cups. The cost is 50 cents per cup or three for a dollar. We also have some hardback books for sale in the same location. Here's what they look like. What did he say? In closing, I would like to say that the opinions expressed here are strictly those of the person who gave them. Take what you like and leave the rest. The things you heard were spoken in confidence and should be treated as confidential. Keep them within the wall of this room and the confines of your mind. A few special words to those of you who haven't been with us long. Whatever your problem, there are those among us who have had them too. If you try to keep an open mind, you will find happiness. You'll come to realize there's no situation too difficult to be bettered, and no unhappiness too great to be lessened. We aren't perfect. The welcome we give you may not show the warmth we have in our hearts for you. But after a while, you discover that though you may not like us all, you'll love us all in a very special way, the same way we already love you. Talk to each other, reason things out with one another, but let there be no gossip or criticism of one another. Instead, let the understanding, love, and peace of the program grow in you one day at a time. Well, all who care, join me in the closing prayer.
Our Father,